All you have to do to get a party from this fine, and I love this company, all you have to do to get a party from our fine company, Odyssey Communications, is leave. Except when I leave. I just know. There'll be a party, but I won't be invited to it. Yes, Eddie.
So that's what will happen when you leave, you think?
I'm not planning to leave.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying, I mean, I have never worked at a station where when I left, I was invited to the party. Unscreen call coming on right now. Dare I? WRKL and Freddie Mertz. Hello there.
Listen, if you think that you get a better spread, I'll quit tomorrow.
What is this now?
Huh?
Oh, Steve Pissell.
If you think you get a better spread, more food, and more to drink, I'll quit tomorrow.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, we'll combine the 25 years. You said they get the biggest party when people leave.
Isn't that true?
I never go to them.
Well, they don't tell everybody. It's kind of like a select thing. You have to be told by somebody in the know.
Uh-huh.
The last time I got a tip off from Salato, I was talking to Scott Salato socially, and I said, "What's going on?" I said, "Guy, it's kind of a slow day at the station." I said, "Why? Everybody's at Lauren's party." I said, "What? What?" So I just took off and found Fiesta Cancun quickly. But no, you have to admit though, this company seems to honor people when they take off. They might
have
been.
Well, I said we'll have a double whammy here. I'll quit, and then I'll ask Bill to hire me back on Monday. That's all.
That's right. That's right.
You got to stop talking about me now. I got to record my Sunday show. My ego's drawing me to your show here.
Oh, there's no ego there at all. Come on, this man is egoless. I mean, you have to have a little ego, obviously. You have to believe in yourself, but you're
it's funny how you told the story about how I used to sneak into the recording room there. But one day we'll tell the stories about the tapes you used to send me from places like Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Weren't those horrible?
All those beautiful, sexy-sounding Southern bells who used to call you up in your talk show and say, "Hi, Freddie."
Hi, Freddie. I loved it. It made that $2.30 a week all well worthwhile, you know?
I used to call you and say, "You got any openings down there?"
That's right. But no, it's amazing. I was just telling the story on the air. To last anywhere for 25 years is phenomenal.
I've been hearing you since I was in the shower. That's why I'm calling.
I'm glad you're showering. That's good.
Well, that's my once a week, you know.
That's right. That's right. But isn't that true? I mean, it's a phenomenal achievement because you can have all the talent in the world, which you do, but you can have all the talent in the world and last 4 months. You can get fired for the same reason you're hired in this business. Switzer's shaking his head. He's saying, "When's it my turn? I want a party." You have to leave, Al. So what should we do tomorrow? For 25 years of service. I mean, people who are like interns,
get
if they leave.
Get a sympathy card?
Exactly. Remember they have the section in the analysis. Eddie wants to make an announcement. Let's stop immediately. Yes?
There was a suggestion by a caller, didn't want to go on, about what to do tomorrow. Something to the effect of.
Tell the caller to call back.
Not the one you wanted to call back.
Oh, okay. Somebody used banned.
But I thought I'd be kind and pass the suggestion on. Something to the effect of have listeners who want to come to, let's say, a buffet at some location and just have everybody talk probably about memories of Steve. I don't know.
He didn't die, you doof. He's still here.
I'm not referring
memories
to that.
Memories of Steve?
What they remember over
black?
The 25 years.
Oh, okay.
You know, what they remember from him working here.
Like It's a Wonderful Life. That's, Steve.
Yeah, flashbacks, like Steve said, it was a jazz format and other things that he's done in the past.
They should dress up as jazz, yeah.
That's all. That
okay.
was an idea. So you did get response. I wanted
thank
to let you know.
Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome.
And thank goodness he did let us know. That's all I can say. But what I'm saying is that interns will leave after being here 8 months or a year or sales assistants, and they get like an elaborate. See, any excuse the sales mosquitoes have to use one of the restaurant trade, we call it like the trade accounts that the salespeople have, but the rest of us can't normally avail ourselves of. Any excuse they have to go out and drink and be merry, they take advantage of, and the rest of us lowlifes normally are not allowed to take part. But it's just amazing. Somebody leaves, they're here 8 months, a year, there's a big celebration for them. But 25 years, though, that requires more than the usual salesman's get-together or sales mosquitoes get-together.
We should have a gala.
A gala?
Yes.
A gala Friday, yeah. So what do? Take over the whole mall or something? Let's reopen Janet Hogan's Diner. Let's do something.
That's an idea. We should get a day off, don't you think? After 25 years, let's give the guy a day off.
So we can all go out and party and commemorate him, and he'll be off? There's got to be something. Listen, you know what? Tomorrow, people should come by the station tomorrow and bring memories. I hate to say memories of Steve because he's still here. That sounds terrible. Memories of Steve. Anyway, what was I saying before the break? And I forgot what it was. Wind my tapes back.